This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to Strictly Anonymous on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, follow the show at Strict Anonymous, or you can follow me on Twitter at Cartoon Therapy. If you want to be on the show, I'd love to have you on. I'm always looking for interesting guests, and interesting to me is a lot of things. I'm interested in most things. That's just the way that I am. I think that I had a guy emailed me recently who is just a fan of the show and wrote in, I love your podcast. And we've been sort of, he's been emailing me little tidbits here and there, and he's super cool. And I was like, hey, do you want to be on the show? And he's just like, I'm just like a regular guy and I'm not really that interesting, so I wouldn't be a good guest. But I personally think most people, if you talk to them for long enough, are pretty fascinating. At least that's what I think. So, you know, if you have a problem and you need unprofessional advice or just like someone to talk to, you could be on the show. If you have a secret life that you want to talk about and remain anonymous, you could be on my show. If you do something sexual that is really interesting and out of the box, and maybe you're not doing it secretly, maybe you do it openly, but it's something that most people don't do, that would be a great topic for my show too. You could be on the show. So if you're any of those things or just want to be on the show, write me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com and I'll have you on. So today I have on Robert Kelly. A lot of people who listen to my podcast know Robert Kelly because they found out about me through listening to Robert Kelly's podcast, because I was on his podcast. Robert Kelly's a comedian. He's really fucking funny. Comedian. You could get his info or see his stuff and find out where he is on robertkellylive.com. He's also been on Louis C.K. show. He's his brother. He's also on FX series Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, which is really great, and got picked up for a second season. So you'll be seeing him on FX again next year. And so I have him on the show today, and he's my great friend, and it's always great to have him on because he's really fucking funny and interesting, and he's a guy that's like really introspective, and he's very self-aware, and he's very open about that, which is always great to hear, because I think, you know, when he talks about things, it's like, you know, he's like a regular guy, but it's because he's more in touch with his feelings and could express it. It's like very helpful to other guys to hear, I think, because sometimes guys can't put two and two together with the way that they sort of feel and sort of express it. But when you meet another guy that can and who's just like you, I think it's helpful. And the topic that we talked about today, because Robert Kelly's married, he had a kid, and recently his relationship was starting to get or feel a little distant because of that kid. They were at one of those sort of crossroads in their relationship where things were feeling a little bit distant and things were a little messed up. And he was always calling me up talking about like cheating and women cheating and all of his. He was like, he was going through a time where a lot of his friends' wives were being caught cheating. And he was like obsessed with women cheating on men. And we would have these conversations. And I thought it would be a great podcast because I think a lot of guys out there have either known guys who got cheated on, or maybe they're worried that their wife is cheating, or they know that women cheat. And women do cheat. And that's what we talk about. We talk about why women cheat, when they cheat, and you know what you could do to maybe not let it happen. I'm going to have another podcast this month. Maybe it's just going to be that December is going to be that, you know, girls cheat on guys month, because I taped another podcast the other day about a guy whose wife cheated on him as well. And it's a very different situation when women cheat on men. And we talk about that too. We talk about all kinds of things. We even end up talking a lot about happy endings and dirty sex and swinging and all that kind of stuff. That's just, you know, you never know it, Robert. That's a great thing about talking to him. He's really super open and he's really fucking funny. And we talk about all different stuff. So I'll be right back on with Robert Kelly.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.
Hey, Robert Kelly. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Wow, you sound enthused to have me on.
I was actually being like unenthused because I know you get irritated by me easily. So I was being like very chill, not unenthused, like very relaxed.
Oh,
maybe even like hot.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I didn't know that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you like me. I've done it before with you.
I do like you sexy and hot.
Right. Which means like no personality, like not like me to the one power.
Yeah. You know, when you ever see the movie Iron Man?
Yes.
Remember when he like put the boots on and he flew for the first time?
Yeah.
And he put it up too high and he hit the fucking wall.
Yeah, that's me regular.
Yeah, that's you regular. And then when he put it down to 1% and he could fly.
Yeah.
That's where I like you. I like you 1%.
You me to the oneth power.
It's fucking I think it's the perfect power.
Okay. I would say the same thing about you.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think most people would like you to the oneth power, but that doesn't ever fucking happen.
Hang on 1 second. It's so funny doing this podcast.
Why?
I have to look at my directions. I don't want to wind up in Camden, Jersey, and get murdered.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen. So I don't know what this podcast is going to be about. I think we should talk about man cheating, not like men cheating, but cheating that happens to men.
Oof. Okay. I actually know a few guys that have that.
Yeah. And I don't know if I could be honest and you tell me if I can. But what I would honestly say is that recently I have gotten calls from you with questions about the whole cheating thing. And I was kind of like, what the fuck's going on with you? Like, you're kind of like it's like swirling around in your head as well. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, you didn't ask. You just said so.
Well, I always know I could edit it if you say, what the fuck, Kathy?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a weird cut.
No, I know how to edit well.
I think, look, it's not about cheating. Cheating is something that you should philosophize about, because I think if you keep it in and you don't talk about it, you don't reason it, you're going to fucking do it. Or you're going to flip out one day. And
I wasn't talking about you talking about cheating. I was talking about you worried that your wife was cheating. Or you were like just really sort of thinking about women and them cheating and stuff like that. I don't know if that was.
No. I think, well, what was happening with my chick, it was more, this is what happened.
it was a, I stopped communicating with my chick. I stopped talking to her, like, you know, like connecting with her. And we were just together. We were just, you know, we became just there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it doesn't happen all the time. It's happened before. You know, a lot of times we're just connected and we're the happiest guy in the world. But sometimes it's just, there's a disconnect. I think it has to do with me going on the road, her being by herself, me being by myself.
Having a baby.
It's a survival technique. Having the baby, yes, that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a survival technique to get through being alone on our end of my end. And, you know, with me putting on weight, not being at my physical best, you know, because my chick fell in love with me when I was sexy Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's put up with ups and downs. But, you know, the last couple of years, I've been fucking mess.
Basically. Right, like you're as fat as you can get. I don't think you could get fatter.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I could.
You could?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, you can't. How wider can you go? Like, what'll start happening? It's just going to drop?
That's funny. You're literally saying, I'm the fattest I could be.
Yes, you are the fattest you could be. Listen, Robert, I've always been, I care about you enough to tell that to your face because you're like, I always want you to like slim down a little bit. I mean, you're cute fat and I'm a chubby chaser. So it's not like I don't like fat people, right? It's not that. It's just that you're in that business. I know your max potential. I've seen you at it. You could be there. So right. I think you're a little wired like me, like you're motivated by insults. Like you're up for the challenge. You like the truth. So I give it to you because I think you want to lose the weight.
It's not you calling me fat. It's you saying I'm the fattest I can get.
Well, you are. You look like if you put a pin in you, you'd fucking burst. Like you're like, you know, the girl on Willy Wonka, the blueberry girl. You're like the blueberry boy.
You keep adding more insults, you fucking cunts. No, I hear you. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But
yeah.
I think, you know, me not being around and us, you know, the kid, all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't talk and you're not fucking around and you're not even, you know, you'll find out when you have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I mean, you know, you don't have a dude there all the time like me, but it's hard when you're the baby, when you're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's all towards him, and he's the most important thing in the world totally. To her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're fat, and you're not around, and you're not fucking around. And
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shit goes into that. And then you're like, wait a minute. Baby, you're still fucking cute. You're still sexy. What are you doing? What are you not fucking? What are you not? Are you not fucking anybody? Because, like, I'm trying not to fuck everybody.
And you're worried that she's not, you like, I, that's why I believe it's maybe a little bit of a projection, right? Because you're feeling that disconnect, right? So I think what's very natural for a man to do when he gets that disconnect and he doesn't feel like close to that woman, he's looking at all the variety around him, especially you're on the road. You have a lot of girls like that would blow you backstage like in an instant, right? Like, I mean, it's like, it's pretty available for you, right? So it's, so you have that disconnect, maybe you're doing, so then you're thinking like, how could she not be thinking the same thing or whatever, you know?
Well, it's like, I know my wife's hot and I know she's hot to, you know, a certain type of guy too. You know what I mean? Like, I know that the dudes in our neighborhood or the, you know, Mexicans love her. You know
oh, really?
I mean? Oh, Mexicans love my wife.
Really? Why do you think? That's interesting.
I don't know. Because she's just, she looks like a fucking Mexican goddess. You know what I mean? She's like the hottest Mexican chick ever.
Oh, she's Mexican?
No, she's fucking not. She's American. But if she was, she'd be like the like
oh God,
fucking Pocahontas of Mexican chicks. You know what I mean?
I'm never going to look at Dawn again the same way. I'm always just going to picture her sitting in front of chips and salsa. Okay, so yeah. She just, like, Mexican guys love her? Like, you can't bring her?
Yeah, it's like we had a lot of Mexican guys working on the house, you know. You know, there's, I mean, look, you just get, first of all, I think instinctually, you know, when something's up.
Totally. Absolutely. 100%. But do you think that that's where your parent, because this is the deal, and this is why I bring this up, because listen, men do get cheated on. Women do cheat on men. And there's like
all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. And there's different reasons for it. And me and you like to went into all this kind of stuff. Like there's,
yeah, there's the biggest reason, they're fucking lying cunts.
It's not that simple. No. If you're there is one kind, like you had called me up and we were talking about a couple of your friends. Like every situation is kind of different, right? You were talking about one of your friends who was with a girl who massively cheated on him. And I was like, yeah, but like that guy attracts like bipolar, total like psychotic girls. You know, I'm like, that guy dates those kind of women. Those kind of women always cheat. But that kind of woman is very rare. You know, when you get a normal woman that cheats.
Yeah, but that was one of them. One of the guys that got caught, that got cheated on. I'm not even kidding you, Kathy. I would look at their marriage and be like, "Wow, man, they have a great marriage."
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a fucking, it was a great story. You mm-hmm. know how they met and the kid and the love, and it was just a great story of fucking like, wow. And I remember seeing them places and I'd be like, man, I like them as a couple. They're just great. And they're always happy and mm-hmm. they're always talking. And then find out that she was banging dude. Like while I was thinking they were the best couple in the world.
Oh yeah. But if you were in their relationship, like, does that guy now sort of have an idea of why it went down? Or, I mean, I think it's really,
I think it's right, but I'm sure
her girlfriends like, know.
Maybe they do, but he has no idea. Here's the problem mm-hmm. is like, look, when you see a couple and they're miserable mm-hmm. and they're not cool and you know, they're not connected or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you find out the chick's cheating. Yeah. All right. I get it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know? But when you see them and they're just the happiest person in the world, and the conversations are happy and about school and about future things and blah, blah, blah. You're like, wow. And then like she was banging some dude that week.
Right. It's but like, what was the exact fuck? Story? Was she having an affair? Did she get drunk and just fuck someone?
Yeah, that's two guys I know that one, it's not, you know, substantiated, but pretty much it's, you know, when all of a sudden, the things that you do, I always say, when real love is when you find a woman that accepts you for the piece of shit that you are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's love.
Totally.
Okay. When all of a sudden they stop liking those fucking piece of shit things that you do,
mm-hmm.
there's something up.
Right. But don't you think that a lot of times, okay, with you and Donna are different because I think you guys have like a really good relationship. You guys were together a long time before you kind of changed and you went through a lot. So I find like you guys have like a much more evolved relationship. A lot of people with regular relationships, those ones that are really sort of horrifying to watch, but the ones that most people have, I find that a lot of times what happens is the woman hates those piece of shit garbage things right after she nails them down and got the ring and they're married and has a kid. Like, you know, all of a sudden she's like fucking complaining about everything. Like that happens a lot because what happens is, and this is the sad thing about women, is women, like, we go in knowing that a guy's a piece of shit, okay? We know that because people will be like, well, she knew that he was a fucking asshole, so what the fuck, you know? But it's that women think that they're gonna change a man. It's just in their nature, and it's not a bad fit quality about a woman to feel that way. That's a woman.
Yeah, but some women think they're gonna change a man, but some women want to take care of a man.
Right. But that's the same thing. But it is the same thing. Like a woman sees a man as a piece of garbage and she wants to make him better, not because she's going to benefit from it, because she cares about him. Like it's a part of loving the man. It comes from the same place.
Let me explain the difference.
Sure.
The woman that comes in wanting to change a man, mm-hmm. it's a challenge. It's, you know, she wants to make him a better person. The girl that comes in that wants to just take care of the man is fine with the way he is.
Yes.
It's almost abusive.
It's almost,
it's almost, it's like she kind of likes, you know, like, you know, the way he is because it's kind of a sick whatever thing that she just always has to take care of him, always has to make, you know, make his dinner, do this, do that, and take care of him and take his shit, blah, blah. But the girl comes in and says, I want to change him, make him a better person. That's a, that's a different thing. And you can run into, a fuck you conversation with that girl.
Yeah, but that's, you know, most, I mean? But that's most women. Most men are pieces of garbage. Okay. It's very hard. Most women do not partner up with guys that are like so great. Okay. Like seriously, most guys are gross. They're not so great. And most girls pick up a somebody that needs a lot of work, and then they decide that they're going to work on them. That's most women, okay? But what happens, unfortunately, is that, and I see it all the time. I see it with my sister-in-law. I say they think that a man's going to change. They definitely believe that they'll change when they have children, and that because they think, of course, they're going to change when I have children. Like, they're going to see the baby, and we're going to be so much closer, and they're going to be better people. And then they're the same scumbags. My brother's still, like, on his Brokeback fishing trips in a baby, and she's crying every time he leaves, and he's like, well, that's who I always was. It's just like, yeah, but I know her. I'm a woman. I understand. She thought you would change. And I understand that as women, that's how we feel. Is that a controlling thing? No. Does that come from a bad place? No. Are women still going to do that? Yes.
Yeah,
are
but
men
going to
change?
Like,
no.
I mean, you know, I don't like when you say guys don't change. I mean, I've changed.
No,
I've,
people do. Listen, people do change. I've changed.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't believe that people don't change. I didn't say that.
Guys don't change. Of course we do.
Yes.
Human beings change.
Totally. Sometimes it takes sometimes though the catalyst is someone cheats or someone gives an ultimatum. A lot. We all know that change, Robert, because I've done a lot of changing. You have. Does not come like in an easy way. A lot of times it comes from your wife finding all of your dirty orgy vacation pictures on a computer. Okay, that's how your change came, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to hit it. Some people
have to hit a bottom.
Some people don't evolve, though. Some people do. I mean, like you and me and the certain other people that are constantly changing for the better through going through the worst part of themselves.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. You have to. But I look back to the thing about cheating with women.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I literally said to my wife, I go, look, I know you're not cheating on me, and I truly believe that. I go, but I feel like, how could you possibly not? You know what I mean? Like,
So it was really a projection about the way you felt about yourself.
Yes. I said, how could you possibly not? I go,
really clear. I feel like that's really probably deep down inside what every man is thinking in that situation, but they don't put it two and two together. Do you know what I mean? But that's where they're coming from. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
And she said, baby, you know, first of all, number one, I have a 2-year-old, which this has totally made sense. I'm with a 2-year-old every second of the day. So unless I'm banging dudes holding Max, it's not that, which is disgusting.
It's not impossible.
Right. Which actually turned me on for one, for a little bit. I was like, oh, I don't know why that did something.
All right.
Just a fucking chick holding a kid, sucking a dick. But,
okay.
But I was like, okay, that makes complete sense. And, she said, you know, I love you. I love you. And this is, my life has just changed a lot. It's all about Max. And what do we have to make changes? But I've never and would never, ever do anything like that. So it was just hard for me to know that, she is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she is not me. It's hard to believe sometimes people aren't as fucked up as me.
Right.
Like,
but I think men don't really understand that women are wired. I mean, I think you understand this, that women are wired different sexually too. That's why then like women cheat for very different reasons. And this is what I explain. Like my brother was cheated on in his marriage. And, you know, a lot of times it's because you are neglecting your wife. You know, so they don't cheat. A woman doesn't cheat because she walks into a bar and she sees a guy's bulge and she gets horny and she takes him home and she fucks him. And that's not how, that's not why a woman cheats. She doesn't cheat because she sees a man and she's physically turned on and she's got to fuck him. That's like why a man right. cheats, right? A woman will never cheat like that. She cheats yeah. because like a woman that has a lot of dysfunction might get horny for a stranger and just want to fuck him. And that's like a sabotage move because she has relationships and she's got issues. But a solid woman that cheats on her man cheats yeah. because for a really long time, she complains, she speaks about what she doesn't like, she, you know, expresses her dissatisfaction, and the man just fucking doesn't listen. Do you understand? By the time a woman's
but
cheating,
you also,
she has
you also have,
she has most of the time, you know, given a lot of, like, sort of chances for that guy to fix the situation before she goes and finds somebody else
yeah,
to take over.
But you also have to have that other piece of shit dude there at the right moment. Going
totally
know,
oh yeah and what guy's
no,
not
man.
Gonna step into that because he's got the hot girl at work right that's married that he's always like that's a piece of ass and now she's complaining about her husband and he sees the yeah. in and cheating yeah. sex I'm sorry to say is always the hottest sex okay there's something about it we all know that scratches the itch better than any
god.
Other scratch around right
oh my god I mean
know.
There's nothing like having some.
like you're fucking even some married guy's wife. Come on. You know that that would be hot, right?
There's nothing better than coming on a wedding ring.
Exactly. My friend went to like Japan or some shit and met a girl and she had an engagement ring on and she was blowing him. And he said he was turned on by like watching it like up and down on his dick while she was blowing him. Like that. So that's like what
some fucking poor sap's family heirloom
yes, yes.
has your fucking DNA all over it. Oh God.
I mean like the most normal people have wound up in the backseat of an SUV fucking like the principal in the, you know, in a parking lot, like in a turn. Best friend's husband, like shit like that goes down and like there's something about it that's always sort of like the naughty stuff is always kind of hot so that
but here's the thing though if I wouldn't leave my wife
if she cheated on you
no if I found out my wife was taking a fucking hot one I would not first of all you're not getting out of it that easy
mm-hmm.
I'm not just gonna go fuck you cunt mm-hmm. and leave I'm mm-hmm. gonna fucking we're going to work through it. You're going to go to therapy. You're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fucking up my kid's life because you fucked up with one of the, you know, the seven deadly sins. I'm not, you know, you fell victim to your own horse shit.
Because she fucked a Mexican.
You, yeah, okay, well, I'd dump her if she did that, of course. No, I'm kidding. No. If I walked into shoes with the plumber, I'd fire. Oh my God. I'd just be like, really?
You know, I know two men whose wives left them for the electrician. That is not out of a porn. It is like real life. Like they fucked the electrician, had a relation, like literally was cheating and married the electrician.
Well,
Doctor
look, man,
Guy,
it
you
is.
Know, you know Doctor Guy. He's been on my podcast before. His first wife left him for the electrician.
Oh, you're fucking. He's a doctor?
Yeah. He's a
That's
doctor.
That's so fucked up, man.
Yeah, she left him for the lecture. She was cheating
on
him.
Such a downgrade.
Totally. I mean, imagine. That's why he's like on my podcast like two episodes. He's like having a midlife crisis at 50.
That is so fucking nuts, man.
Mm-hmm. It's but, true, though. It
well, here it is, though, is that, you know, I mean, your husband's not around. You don't see each other. You don't talk. You don't even fight. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden this guy's there and he's kind of cute. He's in your age bracket. He's talking to you. He's laughing. You're giggling.
Mm-hmm.
Have a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking, oh, yeah, I love your hair. Oh, really? Because I just got a cut. Dummy so, didn't fucking say shit about
exactly.
Yeah, then,
that's the
and
stuff.
Then, but can I say something?
Yeah.
That's when the bulge and the fucking arms and all this, that's when it starts coming into play
mm-hmm.
after the fact that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, God. And then at that point, all the dude has to do is take his cock out and go, oops.
No, then he has to start wooing her. You know, he's just got any guy with game is going to get that girl. It just happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. If I, let me tell you something. If my wife ever cheated on me, I would make her live with me and torture her fucking every day.
What do you mean?
I would just be there every day.
Well, first of all, listen, if your wife cheated on you and you called me up and were like devastated and wanted to leave her, I'd be like, please, like, doesn't she get a pass like you did? She caught you cheating massively.
No,
I don't care.
We weren't engaged.
I don't care.
Look, man, it's different. We weren't even
fucking. She stayed with you. Exactly. More of a reason for her to have walked.
You're misunderstanding it.
Okay.
She didn't stay with me. We stayed together. That wasn't a fucking her decision. As well, it was my decision. It wasn't a hey, if you don't ever cheat on me again, I'll stay with you. It was, look, you either get help or I gotta go. And I went, I'll let you know. I have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm gonna make the decision, I'm gonna really do it.
Right.
But
absolutely.
I might not. So that was my choice too. That wasn't just her choice.
Okay.
That was two grown adults,
mm-hmm.
okay, who weren't married, didn't have a kid, weren't engaged, were dating, doing a weird situation. Mm-hmm. We were doing a weird thing for a while. Like, we were friends, and then we moved in together out of convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were in love compatibility-wise as human beings. Me and Dawn, I've loved Dawn from the second I met her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And we were compatible. And it's an absolute fact that all relationships that have lasted, marriages that have lasted till death, main thing, compatibility. The main reason is compatibility. Not love, not sex, compatibility.
And like,
me
what
and
do
Dawn,
you, I agree. And what do you, like, I think it's important to explain what compatibility really means. It's not like you have the best fucking sex. Like, what is compatibility?
No.
What are you talking about?
I'll break it down, mm-hmm. real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the room with each other for more than 3 hours and not want to punch each other in the fucking head.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can be together for days on days on days and you like being with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Dawn, I love being with Dawn. I've always loved being with Dawn. What happened is after that situation, I had to go work on me, because my issues of shutting down, not letting people in, having issues with chicks, how could I really love her or anybody? Because I really wasn't really even digging myself at that point. I was just, you know, career, career, career.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh shit. And then I remember waking up one day and just being like, I'm the luckiest man alive. This broad is fucking gorgeous. This broad is my type of girl, okay? So that's gorgeous to me,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe not stereotypical gorgeous like, you know, my friends, whatever. But to me, she's the one. I love her. I love her eyes. I love her mouth. I love her ass. I love her. My wife's got a little tiny. She got no ass. I love that. You
really?
Know what I mean?
She has, Dawn has no ass?
No, she got a little tiny fucking boy ass, and I love it. Big fat fucking titties. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like that. All of a sudden, my eyes started opening, and I was like, wow. You know, as I got healthier in therapy, I realized how much I really did love her and how lucky I was. And that was the one thing that was fucked up to me. It's like, you used to love me way more than I used to love you.
Mm-hmm.
And now here I am. You have a kid that all your love is going to right now.
Oh yeah. I think that's very difficult for men. And that happens.
Yeah.
That is always going to happen. And I think that's why a lot of times marriages go south after a child is born, because a man wants to be number one. And most women will choose their babies over the men.
Fuck yeah. And they should.
Absolutely.
And they should,
exactly.
The baby needs it.
Yes.
You're
not a baby.
No, I'm not a baby. And you know what? I'm not a baby. I'm the fucking husband and I'm the father, and I have to grow the fuck up, and I have to, you know, be the guy and that the man in the family. And hey, you know what? Okay, so it is what it is for a little while. But yeah, and it does. Look, man, you know, I'm not saying don't have feelings. It should hurt, and it bugs me, and it hurts a little once in a while. But you know, as long as you talk about it and get it out in the open and go, Bub, you know, come on. Can you throw me some love while I'm on the road?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because look, I'm out there for fucking 4 days by myself. You know, I can't get any affection from anybody the way I used to. I used to get it from hookers. I used to get it from chicks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I can't do that anymore. I can't. So, Bubba, you have to give it to me.
Yeah, this is what I have to say, though. Just to men in general, like as far as women cheating, what I try to explain to my guy friends about cheating with women, because women will cheat. They will after a while. If you like a woman is not a potted plant. You can't like water her once a week and think that she'll be okay. And that's what men want. Men typically, just by nature, I think, you know, want to do the least amount of work and get, you know, what they want out of it. Like, I just don't think a lot of guys want to put a lot of time into their women. They want their women to do all the stuff and be hot and fuck them and blow them and everything,
yeah,
but they don't want to talk to them. They don't want to listen to their feelings. They don't want to do the stuff that women require them to do. Like I said, they are not potted plants. They do have needs, and they're very different needs than men, man needs, right? And they're irritating to men, just like the needs of men are irritating to women. But if you don't tend to them, just like if you don't tend to your guy's sexual needs, he's going to go fuck that hooker. You know, your girl's going to go fuck her boss at work if you don't tend to her needs. And her needs may be annoying to you, but that's her needs. And that's how women are. And any woman that acts like, a lot of guys try to find women that don't have needs, and all you're marrying is a girl that's shoved them down really down. And they're the ones that are really going to cheat on you because they're never going to express them. And they're going to go behind your back and do it, because every woman has the same needs. They do want to talk about their feelings. They need companionship. They can't. You just can't give them money and fuck them and call it a day. You know what I mean? And go out with
your
friends.
Well, you know what? It is something about a woman cheating that being worse
totally.
Than a guy cheating.
Yeah.
Because
it's more personal.
We're expected to cheat.
Yes.
No, we're expected to cheat,
mm-hmm.
and you guys aren't.
Now,
you guys
yeah.
are. Mm-hmm. Women are more in touch. Women love, and women do this. And to cheat on somebody is means you're disconnected, you don't love, you know, you're not being honest. And that's, you know, in relationships, you know, women are the best and men are the worst. But so when a woman cheats, it's fucking a little more devastating, because it's like, I thought you were the one who was supposed to communicate. You were the one who was supposed to, you know, be in touch with your emotions and your feelings, you know. It's a little more fucked up. But
well, it's much more. You should take, I believe, I'm sorry to say, because, and I just did a podcast with somebody who was cheated on a guy. And I said to him, like, I think that there's more shame in a man admitting that he was cheated on than a woman, because men, and I'll tell you why, though, because if my man cheats on me, we all know that men are just pigs, and maybe he didn't even like that girl. He just fucked her. Didn't mean it. It doesn't mean he doesn't love me. He just needs variety, right? He needs new pussy. It doesn't mean anything. But when a woman cheats, it kind of does mean something. It either means you married a psychopath, or you really were a bad guy and you were really lacking. And so it's much more personal to the guy than it is to a woman.
When a guy cheats, you're just being a guy. When a girl cheats, you're being a whore.
No, but she's not being a whore. You're so
no, she's not. But no, that's the thing that like other guys, when a guy, if I said to guys, oh, I was cheating on my wife. Ah, dude, with who? With that, you know, if you said my wife cheated, what a fucking slut bag.
It's also embarrassing because I think another guy knows, like, why you couldn't fuck her good enough. Like, I'm sorry.
Just a big uncircumcised cock in your chick.
Yeah. And imagine she's fucking the electrician and you're a doctor, or she's fucking your best friend behind your back. Like, what's that all about? I think it's much more devastating. And that's why I think men need to listen up. They do need to know that women do cheat. Okay. And they really will not cheat like right when things start to go bad. They won't even cheat 2 years into things going bad. A lot of times they wait a long time. Women, I think, are pretty, they're a lot more decent than men. Okay. They put up with a lot more garbage before they go stray than a guy, you know, that, and they will stick with the relationship.
I agree with that.
Right.
I think that's true. I mean, look, there are some, I know of some hoary stories of these women who are just out for dick.
Yeah, but like I said, those are the girls that have a lot, like they have a real emotional problems. They're damaged, you know, they're not bad people, but something's really off there. And most of the time, if a guy has partnered up with that, something's wrong with him too. Do you know what I mean? Because you could smell that shit from a mile away. Dawn's a good girl. You marry, then that's obvious. You know, absolutely. So if Dawn cheated on you, it would be a direct reflection of you being a, like, not tending to her needs and not being there for her and not listening to her. And you guys, I know for a fact, have been on date nights. I've texted you and you're like, I'm on a date night with Dawn. So not only did you guys talk about it, you are implementing certain things in your relationship to try to make sure that distance doesn't become greater. And that's what it's all about.
No. Yeah. It's, well, when you have a kid, you really have to, you really have to tie your boat to the fucking dock, because you'll just drift away.
Right.
Because it's just,
that's
really
a good
do.
Analogy. I mean,
You really do. And you gotta just really hold on as much as you can, because you will get through it. We will get through. And when he gets older, or he doesn't need as much attention, me and her are gonna fucking do more shit. And, you know, and I'm still into my chick, if not more now, you know,
right.
But, you know, I mean, look, you know, this, you ever see those, the porn where they're at like a big, a bachelorette party,
mm-hmm.
and the strippers come out and they start stripping, and then all the chicks just start sucking his dick. Even the fucking the bride.
Oh yeah, no, not really, but I could imagine.
Oh god, it's the fucking hottest fucking porn ever.
Mm-hmm. Where one just, guy's getting just blown by everybody.
No, yeah, it's like, you know, the fucking the bride is sucking his dick, and all of a sudden the aunt will come over and suck his dick. You know what
but
I mean?
What's
like
the point
fat,
of that? How did you get to that? How did you get to that with date night with your girl and the baby's going to, this is where you went to. This is the leap you made. You're like, you know, my baby's going to grow up and we're still going to be compatible. And then did you ever see that porn where all the aunt is blowing the guy and the wife? Like, where did that come from?
Well, what's the name of this podcast?
I don't know.
No, the name of it. What's the name of your show?
Strictly Anonymous.
Yeah. So I think, well, you talk about dirty shit on here, but I just wanted to bring that porn up because there is something, the point behind it is this. There is something very erotic and very sexy about people cheating.
Yeah, we were talking about that before.
Yeah, there is. I mean, even though, you know, the monogamy and this, you know, that is something that you decide to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I believe in monogamy. I believe that, especially now with all the fucking shit out there, and it just makes things easier with self-esteem and all that shit. You know, I love those couples that are like, no, we swing. And that always ends. I love when those relationships just die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I got to say, Robert, no, I've had a lot of different people on my podcast. And I will tell you, I have met the breed of people and the couples and the breed of guy and the girl that he partners up with, it, that it actually works with them. Okay.
Yep. And you know what? And I'll make my point.
Yeah.
It's never the hot couple.
Probably not. I don't know what my people look like, but you're totally right. I'm sure.
No, it's not. I'm talking about the hot, good-looking comic with the hot chick.
Oh, I know the one. I know the one we all know that used to be with the models, and they had
never works out. Swinging works with fucking mediocre people and below.
Okay, but I've always said this, and this is very true in my life and when I was really young. That's why I love talking to sports, because I always wanted to get to a place in life, in this lifetime, I want to get to a place where I love somebody enough and get through that to the point where I trust them so much that I don't feel ownership in that department, and we could like fuck a lot of people and have like all kinds of crazy sex when we're like 60. Like, I aspire to that.
Mm.
I really
do. That turns me on. Can you say that again?
Sure.
But leave the 60 part out. That ruined it.
Okay. Well,
your old fucking wrinkly box.
I know. But you know what? Who cares at that point? I do think, though, I have met people on this podcast that actually do it. I think you have to be in a certain mindset. You have to be in a certain place. But I do think it can work. Most of the time it doesn't. But I do think it can. And I aspire to that, but I have to get to a point where I can even have a relationship where I love somebody and trust them. Like, I think you have to do that first. I have never done that. Do you understand? So, but I think then you could get beyond that at a certain point. If you really trust the person and you're best friends and you're together for so long, what does sex really matter?
Yes. I mean, sex isn't really, it doesn't, it's the least important thing.
It really is. And it's not intimacy. You and Dawn are 70 together, okay, what does it matter if you guys are fucking? You do it together. I'm not saying go and have affairs separately. I'm saying go have parties where you have all kinds of sex. I don't know. I think that's fun. Yeah. I think that's fun.
I truly, and I mean this, and it's, I really, truly just love fucking hanging with her.
Yeah, like that's very important.
I love being around her. I love coming home to her, you know, and it took a while to fucking be able to open that fucking passage up in me to trust a woman enough to, you know, love her, you know? So, you know, it's, I don't know if we'd ever get to the point where I could trust her enough to fucking, you know, take a dick, but
it's not, to me, it's beyond trust. It's at the point where you've been together for so long. You've been there, done that. It's what is it? But you guys have sexual needs that maybe it's, you can't sort of give to each other anymore because you've been fucking each other for so long. So, and you still want to have sexual experiences, but you want to do them together because you're best friends and you know, you're dying together and and what does it matter? It doesn't, you know, it's not a relationship. You know, it doesn't, it's not intimacy.
It may sound corny and it may be wrong, but I would like to get a grasp on my sexuality and have some type of quote unquote normalcy now in my life because I've done so much crazy stuff. I would like to try, it would almost be a challenge to try to be quote unquote normal with my wife and you know, do stuff together and then be able to, you know, give that to my kid so that, you know, sex isn't, you know, sex was me. I had to learn on my own and I learned all kinds of fucked up shit, saw all kinds of fucked up shit. You know, I sex was all crazy with me the way I learned. I would like for him to be able to talk to me and be honest with him about, you know, me and your mom, our sex, you know, is normal. This is what we do. And I've done stuff in the past, but this is what I think is the best route. I think this is, you know, I don't know. I'd like to pass on. Right. I don't want to pass on craziness to him. I'd rather pass on a normal, simpler thing that actually works and then have him go wherever he wants to go. I mean, if my kid wants to, you know, fuck a million broads or suck a dick, I don't care if that's what he wants, but I don't want to steer him in the wrong direction because of my fucking weirdness. I don't want him to come home and see the Mexican electrician, you know, bopping his mom. You know what I mean? I think that would, you know, but I mean, it's not going to happen, but you know, it is it's a fucking, this whole topic of sex and cheating and desires and fantasies and limitations. And it really is, you can literally go any which way and it's never ending. Conversation.
Totally. Yeah, because I was even thinking when you were saying, oh, you want to be clean and normal and whatever. And I'm like, okay, but like beyond, because when I was younger, I was like you. I acted out sexually a lot. I had a lot of like dirty sex and it was like really hot and like really great. And I was a little bit wired improperly, right? And so I cleaned my act out up, right? And I've been sober for 13 years and I've had regular sex. But what I really enjoy now, because I feel like I've come very full circle and I still am somebody that has like, you know, an imagination and I do like dirty sex, but I think that you can have dirty sex in a very clean way with another person that has the same kind of dirty mind, but who is monogamous and wants to do and is doing the right thing or is in the right place, right? So I think that you can have that dirty side of you, but do it in a way that is okay, not the way we acted it out, right? But it's like I still have that side of me, though, you know, that does think dirty things and is imaginative. And so I feel like, you know, the greatest thing would be at this point now that I've cleaned my act up is to do that kind of sex with someone in a real relationship with a good guy that has a dirty mind.
Yeah, but you're talking about harmless dirty sex. When you cheat on somebody, you're fucking
I'm not talking about cheating killing sex. Right. No, I'm talking about and then you take that relationship if it's really solid after 10 years and then you start having sex with other people. That's the swinging aspect of it all. I'm saying.
That's fine. But if sex is hurting another person, that's not involved or involved, I don't think it's good.
No, I don't believe in that. I mean, I'm a very monogamous person. by nature anyway. But no, I don't mean that. I just mean that, like, I know that you had a side of you that was very one way, and you came and you changed yourself and you went totally in a different direction. And you, now you've been very normal, quote unquote, with your wife and monogamous, and you've had this relationship sex with your wife with a baby. You've been there, done that. Like, I don't know. I would think, would you maybe have the desire to, like, sort of maybe be, like, within this relationship, sort of, like, you know, a little bit.
No, yeah. You not know. Yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not yet. But I don't think that doesn't say that in the future it doesn't go that way. Where it's like, let's be
a little bit more dirty. Let's
fill out your fulfill.
You're right. And that could just be something that revives your relationship at a certain time when you need that, right? But I think it's really good that you stay very present in your relationship. I think that's a part of being very sober and being present in life, that you could really see when your relationship needs help, and you know. And that's what men should take from this podcast, because I think most people are so distracted by so many things, and that's why their relationships go to shit, because people just want to brush things under the table, or they want to look in the opposite direction. And, you know, like I said, a lot of men think their wives are like a potted plant. They could just do the little bit of work. It's just going to grow, and this is not going to happen, and things go to shit. And by the time a woman says, I want to leave you, she's done. Do you understand? There's no rationalizing with her. She's been complaining for the past 5 years. That's a fact, okay? When a woman decides, a woman will stay with a man with 1% hope, okay? If she has lost all hope, and she only leaves when she's lost all hope. When a girl has zero hope, you're done. Yeah. You will never get that girl back. So while that you have 1% chance and your wife is complaining and she's nagging you, if she's still fucking there doing your laundry, like, that's your time to do something about it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You still have her. Even if she fucking hates your guts, she's still there. If she's not cheating on you and blowing your brother behind your back, you still have that chance to make it right.
I just feel bad for couples, because I don't think we know what we're getting into when you decide to have a child. And I don't think everybody says how hard blah, blah, blah is, but nobody talks about how hard it is on the relationship between you guys, and how you can't help but disconnect. How can you fuck when you're coming home at this time and she's going to bed at this time and you're leaving at that time? You're never even on the same fucking playing field, and then when you are, you're fucking exhausted. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, so it's hard. And I think, you know, it goes away, and there's people that have two or three kids, and it's like, fuck me,
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, that's it's just, I think that complexity is never weighed into the factor. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in this mess and you don't know how you got there. And all you want is to feel compassion. All you want is to feel a soft touch. All you want is someone to tell you how good looking you are, how hot you are, you know, kiss you. And you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I realized? That I told my wife this, I go, we need to be more physical. I need you to, and I need to you, like, kiss each other more and get in each other's necks, and you know what I mean, hold hands. I was, when I did the TV show Sex Drugs, and they had to put a wig on me to do, like, a, you know,
The flashbacks,
right? They had to do the flashbacks, and I remember I had to get they put this wig on you. It's real. It's like a, you know, $1,000 wig. It's real hair. And they put it on me, and I had to get a haircut. And I forgot how erotic getting your haircut is. Like, having a woman touch you, and her, you know, slowly her fucking vag area rubs along your arm, and you know how she's touching the back of your neck and talking to you. I was like, oh my God, this. I was like, oh God, I remember getting my haircut. You know, I've been bald for fucking, 15 years now.
Right.
So, and it's like, Jesus, it feels so good just having, I was like, wow. And I went home and I told my wife, I was like, I got a haircut today, and it was the fucking best I felt in a long time. I go, we got to fucking do something. You know?
Right. Oh, my God. I never knew that men felt that way about women that cut their hair.
Because what hairdressers do, what strippers do, they give you, they let you believe that there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Just how nice they are and how interested they are. And they talk to you and like, oh, I love that. You know, and then they're slowly, softly grazing you. And
right,
their vagina.
Their tit rubs up against your arm, right?
The tits are on your back. And
or they're on your face if they're really big.
They're touching your back, your ears, and your ear. You know, these little soft spots that never really get touched.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing with your hair and looking at you. And it's like, it's fucking erotic.
Oh, my God. Is there hairdresser porn out there?
I'm gonna fucking
my friend
on,
works
on Tube Galore. I'm gonna fucking type in hairdresser porn.
Yeah, let's see. Because listen to how you're talking. I never knew that men were so horny. Like, I know a friend who used to fuck his hairdresser. I guess maybe that's how it went down. Like, that's what it's about.
It's fucking. It's so sexy getting your hair cut by a. It's the sexiest thing ever.
Right. But, so you took that home, and then have you and your girls played a hairdresser fantasy? Like, have you guys done that?
I told you one time we tried role playing, and was an esthetician, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, cool. I want you to be a massage therapist. She was like, no. And I was like, why? And she's like, because it's too close. And I was like, that's not even the fucking ballpark. It's like she works two doors down from you. And she's like, I know too many. And I was like, nah, I'm not this bullshit. We got into a big fight about it, and I was like, fuck it.
You wanted to play, like, massage with a happy ending thing?
Yeah, not a happy ending. I would have fucking ate her box or whatever, but...
Right, well, even with happy endings, can't you do stuff like that, too? Doesn't happy endings sometimes... So there's certain ones that are happier than others, right?
Yeah. You can... I would imagine you could always negotiate, but why?
Yeah, aren't they always upselling? My friend told me recently about a great happy ending he had where he was like fingering her and she put her shirt down. Like, I mean, there was shit that went down. Why?
I don't want to finger a fucking 38-year-old Chinese woman.
Oh, I don't know. He said his girl had a really hot body. Are they always really old and ugly?
Well, maybe.
Really?
I mean, look, there's some of them that are really nice, I guess, back... You know, now, you know, you go, I don't even understand it though. You go in to get a happy ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a great massage and then they roll you over and they fucking just drain the juice out of your dick and it's over. And then you can just be on your fucking way. And, you know, you start adding condoms and fucking it. Ugh.
Wait a second. You have told me though about. Like, maybe it was a hooker you were with. Like, you had a girl that was like, you went to town with her. Was she a hooker or not a happy ending person? I could edit this.
Yeah, but
out.
Back in the day, before the internet, regular squares like yourself would, you know, work at massage parlors or, you know, you go in and see, you know, a blonde, a brunette, a black chick, a Spanish chick, an Asian chick, because, you know, now they all work, you know, for themselves on Craigslist and shit.
Right.
So when you get a
happy
ending now is just Asian ladies.
Right.
It's just, and they're not, you know, they're
hot.
You know.
Well, this guy was traveling abroad, so maybe he was in a place where the girls were hot. He wasn't in America where he got that hot happy ending where he like fingered her, did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, you could go, I remember there was a place in, I think it was Kittering, Maine, right over the border. There was a place, a little massage place, but it was all smoking hot 20-year-old white chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, chicks you'd see at the mall were fucking banging dudes for money.
Right, and so that's like, what I'm saying. You didn't just get them to... They're stroking you out. That, like, then you're going to do other things with them.
Yeah, but those girls, I don't want to do it with a fucking old Chinese lady, you know?
Right.
I feel bad.
Right.
You know
but you're okay
mean?
To, but it's interesting. Like, you'll just close your eyes and let her, like, jerk your dick, like let her jerk you off, and that's fine.
Well, I won't anymore, but back in the day,
right.
I would because, first of all, I couldn't afford it at some points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't afford the extra 60 to get it to blow me or whatever. But yeah, I would, you know, it was just an easier thing. It was almost a natural progression of a massage. You've been grazing my nut for the last 40 minutes. And you know, and it's all of a sudden I turn over and all my dick want to do is come, and you just three strokes with hot oil and
and then you clean it up and you finish the massage. How great is that?
Right. Yeah. I was wondering, like, does that, oh, I have a friend who went in, a woman. I was driving with my old co-host Tommy the other night, day in the city, and he pointed out one of the best happy ending places in the city. He was like, oh, that's about, I was like, can a girl go in there? Like, could a girl go in a happy ending place? My friend was fingered in a happy ending place, but I think by a guy. But like, could women go in happy ending places?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, women go in happy ending places. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I take that back. Yeah, there was one place. I remember I was in one place that, like, what they have now, they have massage places, legitimate massage places.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in and it's just, you know, they have a curtain up in between beds, you know? You know what I mean? In New York City? No. It's not even like separate rooms. It's just like a big open room.
Like the operating room when you come in and you're like all on slabs.
Yes,
but there's
exactly.
Right, really?
The emergency
room. Yeah, the emergency room. Like after you
same
get an operation,
thing.
You're in that room. You feel like you're on a spaceship. You're all laying there in slabs. But
no, like the emergency room.
Yeah.
When you go in and there's like curtains separate. There's like everybody has a bed, but there's curtains.
Yeah.
Same shit. Like there was some old English lady just, you know, yapping in the next bed. It was just annoying.
And she was getting, but these are happy ending places.
Nah, well, they're not. Like, she's just getting a regular massage. But, I told the lady, you know, I want 2 hours, just legs. You know what I mean?
So that means legs and dick and balls.
That means, look, either jerk me off or you're going to rub my legs for 2 hours. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna jerk you off in the first 20 minutes and get my money.
Yeah. Fucking... You know, so it's like, there you go.
Oh my
Let's
God,
get this
that's
over
hilarious.
With. Because what they try to
for legs.
What they try to do is they'll get you to do a half hour, then they'll tease your shit, get you to do another half hour, then you'll tease you more, and they get you to do another half.
Oh,
and
how
then they
annoying.
Roll you over, and they want to, you know what I mean? It's like, here, 2 hours, just legs. There you go. Fuck face.
That's so smart. And then they don't waste their time with all that teasing.
Now, fuck that. Out. And then you think a fucking little rub, you're done. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great. Okay, I don't know how we got into talking about massage with happy endings, and I don't even know what this podcast was really about. I just think it's interesting for people to listen to. Guys, I think this podcast is really good for guys, regular guys that are married or dating girls for a long time.
Right.
You should listen
right.
to this podcast because I think there's a lot of interesting information in it. Like, I think the takeout here is that, you know, you need to pay attention to your marriage or your relationship, especially if you have kids or if you feel like you're getting distant, and maybe do something about it. Like the stuff that you've done, I think, is really good. I think you and Don are in for the long haul and will last. I've always admired your relationship. And I think, you guys are really, present in it and you pay attention, and that's really important. And so you're like a good role model of what to do for other people. So thanks for calling in and giving all that information.
Sounds good, Kathy. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? To anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.